people turned their business profits into a lasting legacy that not only could take care of themselves, but also support their kids, their grandkids, and their grandkids' kids while doing what they love fires us up.
We only get one life, let's make it count. We recognize that with limited wealth, access to opportunities can be restricted. So we roll up our sleeves, launched a 100-year legacy movement.
This isn't about creating trust fund babies. It's about providing financial security through income-producing assets, sharing wisdoms, and instilling a mindset to empower them to navigate life's challenges and live the life they love.
Join our movement and get access to the free weekly newsletter so you can start, launch, and secure your very own 100-year legacy.
All you have to do is go to 100yearlegacy.com. Again, it's 100yearlegacy.com. Have you ever had a really big decision that you had to make and you were worried about if you made the right decision?
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters.
We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
Even though you have all the supporting evidence, you still are uncertain because it's a really big decision that you had to make. Well, that's what happened to us about a year ago, because we had to make a decision on how we were gonna do our financing for our build-to-rent community that we're building in North Texas. So let's rewind back a little bit. It was October of last year, and we were about to begin our horizontal construction, which is basically anything that is below ground, not considering the building itself. So sewer line, electrical, paving the streets, making sure the ground's level, all that great stuff. One of the big decisions that we were facing was whether or not should we take the loan, the construction loan from day one, start paying the loan immediately, or do we use the equity that we raise to fund the horizontal construction phase? So what was their consideration? The primary reason to take the loan early was because the interest rate at the time was high, but we didn't know if rates 1 year later would be even higher. So if it actually increased, that would have potentially impacted the project's performance and actually also burden our debt load on the project, given that we don't have these properties as income producing day one, right? We're building it up. So the harm would be, hey, October 2023, interest rate was X. And then fast forward, anytime after that, interest rate starts going up and then we're screwed. That would have been one of the biggest reasons why we shouldn't take the loan at that time. The second one is when we looked through the term sheet, we saw that the lender was restricting us on how soon they think that our construction for horizontal should be completed. And to our mind, we thought, like, why are we putting an artificial pressure on ourselves when we didn't have to? If we already have enough money to continue and start the horizontal, and even well beyond horizontal, to be honest, why put that unnecessary pressure on us? It can screw up our quality, it can screw up a lot of different things, end up costing us more money. So that was the primary reason why we didn't want to take that loan early. So because we chose the equity option, we're so glad we did. We used the money that we raised, which was complete enough to fund that portion. We were able to control our budget better. We avoided having that unnecessary pressure. All those things translated to what we have today. And we're really glad we did, because we already saw interest rates has already dropped twice already since then, and we didn't even need it yet. So the loan terms actually right now is going to be better than what it was this time last year. The amazing thing that has happened since then is on the horizontal portion of this project, I'm really happy to report that unlike a lot of other people's construction project right now, our property is actually under budget and it's actually on time to be completed. In fact, next week, if the city plays ball and approves some of the steps ahead of it, we would already be paving the road next week, which is amazing. And guys, like, this horizontal phase for us, knock on wood, has been going extremely well. Outside of like a 6 week window, early March, that Texas experienced so much rain that we couldn't actually do any work. Outside of that, it's been amazing. A lot of the reasons for the budget coming under our budget for the construction of horizontal has been because we were extremely conservative with how we budgeted for this. And I know that in investing world, a lot of people like to say the word conservative. It's like a buzzword. But for us, we took it to heart. So every single step of the way, we added cushions to the process. The construction had a cushion on each step. Then we had a contingency budget on top of that. And then we had multiple different contingencies. So on the horizontal, not only is it coming in great, but also we actually are not using our contingency budget at all on this, and therefore we're under budget for this part, so which is amazing. So any of the savings we've done, I mean, who knows what's going to happen vertical, but we're going to be able to move some of this contingency that we didn't touch at all into the horizontal, so that now we have a even bigger cushion on that side. When you work on developments like this, and for those of you guys who are new, there's primarily a couple concerns that investors always want to make sure that is addressed early on. The first one is permitting. They want to make sure that all those issues have been addressed and it's shovel ready. Shovel ready mean that if you had to, you can bring in a crew and you can start digging and basically like straight grading out the property. A lot of times projects get really derailed when you invest in developments. Like, there's really big distinctions from someone who's just raising capital to just buy the land versus someone who already owns the land and now is raising capital after they already gotten all the permits stamped and approved. So those are really key distinctions. So when you're looking to invest in any development deals, make sure you understand the risk and rewards of both. If you had to start from ground zero buying the land, that may add 1 to 2 to 3 years to your project, just a FYI. The other second issue that really concerns investors in development projects is construction delays. We know this is a problem that anyone can face, and there's multiple reasons that may be outside of their control. For example, in March of this year, we had to wait about 6 weeks because around March to April because we couldn't work. There was too much rain. That's something unforeseen that can impact your timeline and obviously impact costs. So the thing that a lot of people, when they invest, they pay a lot of attention to is like, hey, is there high demand for this type of property in this area? Is the market full of renters who are ready to rent these properties? That's all great. But if the project isn't completed on schedule, there's still significant risk because you would have a loan out on this property. And every single day that the loan is ongoing, that's interest that we have to pay. Even though we chose not to take the horizontal construction loan, we're still taking a loan out for the vertical. But the awesome part is now that shrunk the amount of time that we'll be paying interest on the loan. And also it helps us alleviate that unnecessary pressure that I talked about earlier. And so because it's ground ready, shovel ready from day one, we felt really comfortable with the process that we're going to go start doing this construction. Unfortunately, in the same time period, we've heard a lot of our colleagues who are also doing development deals struggle with getting permitting, or some have actually gotten through a whole bunch of different general contractors. One I saw an article about that the city mayor may actually tear down a brand new construction that is partially built because of the construction delays, and now it's applied on the city. That's not is something that no one wants to see, especially when we have our investors' money, hard-earned money, into these projects. So it's so important that you invest with the team that actually has experience in doing development deals, not someone who talk a good talk but don't have the support of like actual experiences to back up what they're talking about. For us, when we transition from our fashion business into like new development, the one cool thing that we love about it is like we're really turning dirt into something tangible. And we always joke that it's turning dirt into gold. But it feels kind of like that, because in our fashion world, we used to take flat 2D design of amazing different clothing that the designer would provide us with measurements, with stylistic information, all that great stuff. And we'll turn it into physical garments that are beautiful, worn around the world by all these different people. And that's kind of like the feeling that I get when we're doing this new construction, because we literally started with our plats, our plan, with all these lines on a piece of paper. And today, to know that if all goes well, we're going to start paving the streets tomorrow, it's an amazing feeling. It's about to come into, it's like forming itself. It's almost ready to, you're about to see something, you know, like form up. Like before, it's like a lot of the time, like right now for the past year, it looks like a lot of dirt and tractors moving things around with pipes all over the place. But pretty soon, once roads are actually paved, now that's like a tangible thing that people can see. And after that, they're going to start pouring foundations and doing framing on the buildings. In fact, we already start going to have a kickoff call with our property management team next week to start already planning out what we're going to do for like end of Q1 when we start leasing out some of these units early on. And the beautiful thing about how we plan out this project is that it's all individually deeded. What that means is that for each completed unit, we then get to get the certificate of occupancy applied to that specific unit, therefore that can be leased up. If you did the development as an entire project, it's easier on the paperwork, right? You have one set of permits, but for us, we have 118 sets of permits. It's a lot of paperwork to deal with, but it's well worth it because now we get to start leasing up and enjoying income from the property much earlier than people who choose to do a blanket permit for everything else. Needless to say, right now, what we want to do with this series is just give you insight on what this project is like as we're taking it through horizontal to vertical to leasing up and also stabilization. So we look to give you guys more insights and tips and lessons that we learn on the way to building this 118 townhomes so that you can apply this to your own projects. We hope that our journey has inspired others to grow their investment careers as well and look forward to communicating this with you guys on an ongoing basis. Talk soon.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.